Well, I mean, you always feel pretty good. I mean, the thing is, we're way healthier than what we were game one last year, so we look forward to seeing exactly how we stack up in a real ball game. You know, we had 36 snaps today and got, I think it was 21 special team snaps, so we had plenty of work. Kickers kicked the ball pretty decent. We need to score more touchdowns. We kicked way too many field goals today, and so that's something that we've got to cure on the offensive side of the football.
How advantageous along the same lines has this week been? It's almost like you're kind of giving another week of practice.
We didn't talk about Saskatchewan at all. Again, that's the first time that word's come out of my mouth. So I told them, I said, I don't want to hear anything about Saskatchewan until we come back for day one, and so that's what we've been holding to. Worry about us, and let's get good at what we're doing, and then let all the other things take care of themselves.
I guess the one difference, Chris, is you got to make a big whack of cuts earlier on than a lot of other teams, and some more today. I guess the one name that jumps out is Thomas. That must have been a bit of a tough one, just given, I mean, he was a versatile guy.
Yeah, you know what, it was a situation where, you know, you have A.C. Leonard, and there's just, you know, we have some good guys, you know, and it was, you know, we'd love to have had him stay on practice roster. He decided that that was something that he didn't want to do, and so I totally understand, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Is your depth, you feel, much improved?
Well, again, we've tried to set our roster up to where we've got at least one move already covered, and then the practice roster would cover your second move. That's kind of the way we built our depth, where, you know, we've got within our 45 that we have, we can survive an injury at any spot. Mm-hmm. And then the second injury would require us to pull somebody off the PR.
How vital is that PR instead of, you know, going out in free agency and trying to find, you know, some veteran depth or – you know, like the PR is what you want to probably build from, right?
Yeah, I mean, we feel strongly that the 10 guys or 11 guys with Rain that we have on the practice roster, they offer us the best chance to win the game if the inevitable kind of happens where you have two injuries, you know. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So we've got to be prepared for it.
What do you think they're the issues in the red zone?
Well, I mean, again, it's multiple things. You know, we took penalty one time. We have a drop one time. We have a guy runs the wrong route one time. We have a bad throw one time. So it's a combination of things that kind of, you know, shoot drives in the foot, and you don't score touchdowns. You only score field goals.
Did the quarterbacks take a step this week?
You know, I feel like we're ready to play, whether they took a step from last week or not. I mean, we've gotten all four of them a bunch of reps. You know, Daigie's back out there and throwing the ball well. So we have four guys that we have a lot of confidence in.
Now it's time to prepare for someone else.
Absolutely, yeah. We're 3 weeks into this thing, and so now it's time to turn our focus after watching the preseason games and evaluating the personnel of the preseason games, and then we'll turn focus on our opponent.
What was the biggest pressing question you had for yourself coming into the training camp here, and do you think you were able to answer it?
Well, I mean, we certainly need to, you know, the culture of what we're doing and the guys that we're bringing in, we wanted to make sure that we looked at very closely to make sure that, you know, guys got to enjoy coming to work, being around one another, because it's a marathon, you know. It's guys have to be, you know, looking forward, and I'm speaking players and coaches, looking forward to seeing one another and making sure that you're all working and, you know, pulling the same weight.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.